Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn, and you can download this app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during this live broadcast today by calling 740-383-9944 for questions and comments. Well, how are you doing today? Today is Monday. I've already had my Monday blooper. Took me a while, but it happened, okay? This is the 31st day of the year. Okay, now January went by kind of fast, and there are remaining 334 days in this month. Now, February is considered Black History Month, and in 1865, the House of Representatives approved an amendment to abolish slavery. 1865, just think about how long ago that has been. That's one. Yeah, it's been a long time, and a much-needed thing to have done in our nation, right? Right, so some things we want to keep or improve on and not go backwards, yes. You know. Mm-hmm. So let me share with you those who faithfully supported Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. Or Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their announcement, free produce. It will begin April the 16th of 2022 at 12 noon to 2 p.m. Mark your calendars. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner there is Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio. Phone number 740-262-0939. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and this is titled Resilience. And it goes like this. Is your personal power your inner strength that allows you to rise above difficult circumstances and bounce back stronger than before the challenge? With such vitality, nothing can bring you down or destabilize you. It's a good thought, isn't it? Take that to heart and think on it. My guest today is Kimba Hubbard. Hi, Kimba. How are you?
Hi, Miss Linda. I'm doing good.
So good to see you on this.
It's always good to be here with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, well, you're welcome. It's so bright and beautiful out there today, isn't it?
And snowy.
Sunshine. Yeah, and but snowy. Yes,
the sun is out, so that does make a difference.
And warmer.
Yes, it is not zero today, so we will be thankful.
Right. Right. And it's going to get warmer, I think, the next 2 days. Then we got this.
Then we're going back down.
Blizzard or snowstorm coming.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Introduce yourself.
Sure. Hi, Facebook. Hi to my sister. Hi to Miss Vicky. Hi to my mom. So my name is Kimba Hubbard. I am currently serving as the coordinator with our singles ministry at church, along with you and our committee. I have been in education for about 16 years. I'm currently working as a social worker for an online school here in Marion, Ohio.
Okay. And you also, with the singles, Choosing God's Best, you're also a co-host with Tim
I know.
Jones.
My buddy's not here. My partner crime. It's so weird. But yes, I'm usually here with Mr. Tim Jones. He's a part of our committee as well.
Great.
Right. Voice for the community and brings quite an impact to our committee.
Right. So I had him on earlier this month by himself, so I thought I'd bring Kimba on by herself. You know, sometimes it's just good to get the feel of the person themselves. So, and that's why I have her on here today, you know. We have talked about so many things. Yes. And how do you feel about the new year and new prospects?
New prospects as far as...
Just in general? In general, yes, in general.
Well, you know, I try to just take things in chunk of time. And so, you know, I think I shared with you before, like, I don't really do New Year's resolutions, but I do feel like God gives me, like, a word for the year. Mm-hmm. So my word for this year is moments, because I tend to be a planner, and those who know me would not be shocked, but to be able to rest more in the moments, you know, and appreciate them and the people around me. So that is my goal for this year, to be able to appreciate the moments that I have.
That's a great word. Moments.
Yes,
ma'am. Wow, that is powerful. I like that because I was reading something earlier and it was saying, like, just be still and know that He is God.
Yes.
You know, just be still.
Yes.
Sometimes we get so anxious and agitated and because we want things like right now to happen for us, you know, and mm-hmm. we don't take time to appreciate the little things.
Yes.
And you have to settle down to appreciate little things, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the Bible tells us to wait on the Lord. And that is an intentional thing to do in our, what we refer to as a microwave society. So there is definitely something about waiting and being patient.
Yes. What is that like for you, Kimba, waiting on the Lord to get what you want?
So I think for me, it goes back to a matter of trust.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I used to hear that word, waiting, I'd be like, but waiting for what? And what am I supposed to do? And I didn't understand that waiting doesn't mean movement.
Mm-hmm.
It means taking time to rest and listen.
Right.
And so, you know, we just got done with a fast at our church. And so there's just times where waiting looks like, I'm not going to try to do my thing and make this happen. I'm going to walk in the direction you tell me until I hear something different. And that's really hard because we all have timelines. We have goals of where we want to go and what we want to do by a certain time. But sometimes it's surrendering even that timeline to the Lord, right?
True, absolutely.
And what He has for us. So I think that's where the waiting comes in, is trusting your Heavenly Father, trusting that Jesus' sacrifice was enough, that you walk in forgiveness, being open to the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you. And that means being quiet and waiting sometimes.
That's
it doesn't mean stopping and not moving.
Right, right.
It just means surrendering, you know, those goals, those timelines, the busyness, and being able to surrender it.
Now, you said the right word, surrender it to Him, you know,
mm-hmm.
and not be so busy with our own hands trying to make things happen. But that's human nature.
It is. And that's how our society is set up,
mm-hmm.
right? The person that works the hardest gets the A. The person that works the hardest makes that job, makes a promotion, makes their business works. Like, you know, you got to get it in. You got to do it. So our society is set up for the hustle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's almost countercultural and counterintuitive to say, I am going to walk forward, but I'm always having my ear to make sure I'm in the will of God.
Right.
With that.
Right, absolutely. The will of God. When I say the word resilience, what does that mean to you?
So that means being able to take these terrible, horrible, sinful things done to me because of my choices or someone else and to rise above that. That's what I feel resiliency is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That resilience, as you know, allows you to rise above difficult
yes.
circumstances
mm-hmm.
and have that bounce back
yes.
stronger than before.
I love that bounce back.
Yeah,
yes.
absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And it's good for people to know you're going to be down sometimes, but just don't lay there, right, and give up.
Well, we're not talking about being religious. We're not talking about being fake. We're not talking about saying I'm blessed when you feel miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not authentic. I mean, Jesus even had an array of emotions. It
right.
says in the Bible that God was a jealous God. So it's not being authentic. You know, that's not what it means. It means that I'm in this moment. I realize what's going on. But I'm going to make choices that will rise me to where I need to be.
Choices.
And not decide. My decision, even though I'm in this circumstance, like
mm-hmm.
Pastor always talks about, my decision is not to stay stuck.
Amen. Woo. Let's not stay stuck, people. Let's be able to move forward and change. Mm-hmm. Change. I talked about that earlier, my earliest show. Also, change is necessary, and it happens around us all the time, whether we like it or not, and whether Correct. We want to change or not.
Yeah.
It happens, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So how do you think you have changed in the past, say, 2 years?
Oh, my goodness.
Or even last year. I mean, because we've been...
Well, you know, I'm living with a new normal without my father.
Okay.
That was a huge loss in my life. And so...
Sorry.
And moving to Marion was a huge adjustment in life. And so... When I made the decision to take a sabbatical to mm-hmm. help take care of my father, and then I had to move back into the workplace.
Right.
That was quite the process. So I would say for me, the biggest change besides the moving and losing my dad is how to navigate a new normal and making the choice to navigate that. So I get it why people stay stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's easier sometimes. Sometimes you're not even aware of the depth of the pain you're dealing with. But I would say I've just been so blessed to have people around me who I have allowed to feed into my life and to do what needed to be done to be able to move forward.
Okay.
So I think the biggest thing God has done for me is... He keeps telling me over and over again that he's faithful and that he sees. And I think that's what happens when you go through stuff like that. Like, you feel like God doesn't see and he doesn't know because it doesn't look the way that you thought it was going to look.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Pastor Rose has been talking about, the promise is his presence.
Mm-hmm.
The promise isn't that it's his end result.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the biggest thing.
Wow. How long ago did you lose your dad?
He passed away in December of 2018.
Okay. That's still a big thing. You know, losing one of your parents is
a big
thing.
Yes, and
it is.
One of my friends said, who's watching, she said it's a club you never want to become a part of. And when she said that, that really blessed me. Like, it doesn't really matter your age.
Mm-mm.
You don't ever, I mean, we're all going to be there, but you don't ever want to be... part of the club that have lost their parents.
Mm-mm.
So, especially a dad like mine, you know,
right.
I did have a present father. So, it was a deep loss.
Right. All I can say is my condolences, and I'm sorry, but I understand exactly where you're coming from.
I know you do.
Because I loved my dad, you know. Mm-hmm. Most girls do. They mm-hmm. love their dads, you
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
And because he's that strong guy, you know, that you can depend on, mm-hmm. you know. And we carry that all the way through our life. And he's our example.
Yes. Yes.
And people wonder, you know, when we're waiting on a mate or looking for a mate, you know, our dad is ever present in our mind. What
Absolutely.
Kind of man he was, you know.
Absolutely.
What he did for me, how he did it, you know, and how he respected my mother or disrespected her. All those things remain in our mind.
Yes, ma'am.
You know.
That's so true, Miss Linda.
Yeah. And it helps guide our decisions, you know. It's like we're still looking for that dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I found that out over the years, yeah. And my baby sister would say, it don't look like Willie Sims to me, you know, because she was a daddy's girl, too. You know, mm-hmm. we all were, yeah. Because, like, nah, I remember my dad, shoot, he paid all the bills.
Exactly. That was your example.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what you're looking for. I don't want to say that's all bad.
Right. Mm-hmm. She'll say it too, you know. Sure, mommy didn't have no bills. He paid all. And he would tell us, your mama don't have no bills. These are my bills. I pay these bills at this house, you know. Like, yes. That's what I want, you know. Yeah.
Security.
Of course.
That's one of the things we look for as women, single women. We look for security.
We need it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how accomplished we may be or how much money we may get paid on our job, or some women work 12 hours a day and just come home and have that little bit of time with their husband or with their children, but still you want that security.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like we can't have it all, right?
No.
Without that. Wow. All righty then. So now we're in a new year, and
yes.
People have new expectations mm-hmm. for this new year. So what about your expectations for this new year? Not a resolution.
I would say my expectations, the words that I have heard, you know, for where we like where we're going to church is a newness, a freshness, and then the other word I heard was change. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really a change person. So I'm like, new is exciting, right? Mm-hmm. Something new and exciting, whatever that may be. And the freshness, like I'm just kind of wondering what that's like. But I mean, my hope and expectation is that we as a society and we as families are able to navigate these waters we're in that bring us, like you and I were talking about before the show, closer to what love looks like. That would be my hope and expectation. For me personally, my expectation or my hope, besides appreciating those moments, is just getting to the point where we were talking about earlier, where I can wait and really listen to what God is telling me.
Right. And I agree with you, especially about the love. I've been praying, Lord, teach me how to love.
Yes, because that's a big word, right?
Yeah,
it
is.
When you say you can get 100 people and ask them about love, and you'll get 100 different definitions.
That's true.
So.
That's true. And sometimes I feel like I don't know how to love, especially when you've been by yourself for a long time, and sometimes it's almost like they're interrupting your day. I mean, you can become so selfish. You know,
can. Yeah, well, you get used to.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, and you get
and
you
your
get,
schedule and.
Like, who is this calling? You know.
Yes, ma'am. I do. I can relate. Yes.
You know, and it's like, what do they want? They don't want nothing. You know, and I'll do that, you know. And I've told guys that before. You don't want anything.
It doesn't surprise me. But it's probably true.
Right.
You know. So, that's not really unloving, to be honest. It may be the way we do it, but it's not always unloving, to be honest.
Well, they act like it hurt when I say things like that.
Well, because they want you to behave in a certain way.
Yeah, like jumping up and down for joy, right? Oh, wow.
Well, you know, we talk about this with Tim. You know, men tend to be hunters. And so if they don't feel like they've caught you, then they probably are disappointed on some level that you're not responding the way they would appreciate, so they don't have to keep hunting you. But you pretty much do a really good job in making them hunt.
Whoa, I didn't even realize that. I'm just myself, you know what I mean? I don't even think about it like that.
Well, and I think when you're seasoned and when you're confident, we talked about that. We had a show about self-confidence.
Right,
you kind of
right.
know what you want and what you don't want. Now, again, we don't want to get into being prideful
right.
and not being open to what God tells us.
Right.
But then why do we entertain things that we know aren't for us?
There you go.
And that's more what I see with you personally. I know we haven't had any deep, deep conversations, but we have been interacting for over a year in this particular ministry.
Right, right.
It's like you're very conscious of your time. You're very serious about your walk with the Lord. And so I feel like when you can already tell that's not aligned up, then you're not going to entertain it.
Right, right. Absolutely. Didn't want anything, really. So why should I, you know?
Right. Right.
Well, hey, I don't want to talk about me too much.
But you've been through a lot. I mean,
yes,
that's
I
one
have.
Thing I really admire about you. You've been through so much. You have overcome a lot, and you have a lot of wisdom because you've lived both sides. You've lived as a married woman, a single woman with children, a widower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dating, you've done it all. So you have a lot of wisdom to share.
Well, to God be the glory for that. And like I told him, just teach me how to use it, you know, appropriately in the right places and my wisdom. Because sometimes you can have wisdom and not know how to use it.
True.
You know, so it's a great thing to have wisdom, but you just got to know how to use it. And if you don't, God said, if you want it, just ask him.
Yes.
You know, and he'll give it to you liberally.
Yes,
so
that's what the word says.
Yes, yes. So just get your wisdom. But you yourself, mm-hmm. Living as a single female, how has that been for you this past year?
Oh, this past year? Mm-hmm. Well, this past year I've been so busy with the stuff with the singles. It's like, you know, people ask me, like, what's your dating life? Like, I'm like, I don't know, because really this has been really stretching me. I would say, though, as a single woman trying to navigate, who grew up with an old school father and I don't want to give my age away, but this whole online dating is interesting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I did put my foot in that water this mm-hmm. last year. Part of it is because, you know, I'm trying to research things. I always tell you this, for the singles ministry.
Right,
so
right.
I said, well, let me experience it before I try to talk about it. And I do have a friend that does it. I have two friends, actually, that do online dating. We have very interesting conversations. I said, but let me try it. So navigating those waters, the online world, the virtual world, and then struggling just to meet someone day to day, being single is a journey. Let's say that. It's a journey.
It is a journey. It is.
And you don't want to just give up, you know? So there's this, for me, it's like always this tension between what you hear, single and satisfied. I used to think being unsatisfied was sinful, and it's not. It's just being real with where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's struggling with that as well. Like, I'm single, but I want to get married, and that's not a sin. There's nothing bad with that. It doesn't make me unholy. It doesn't make me a woman who lacks faith.
Right.
It doesn't mean Jesus is not my husband. He wasn't designed to be my husband.
Amen.
So it's that, for me, the last probably 2 years since I've decided to start dating again, it's that struggle between I want to be a whole person.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pursue God, but I still have this desire. And so how do I manage what that looks like? You know,
right.
The loneliness and trying to date and having these conversations and trying to do things differently, because I've done a lot of things wrong. I'm divorced, so I've had relationships that didn't work out. So how can I put these new principles in place?
Right.
And so I took some chances with that last year.
Good. Good.
I did. So.
And you probably needed to.
Yeah.
We have to stretch ourselves, you
know. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, move, position ourselves.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and like the Lord said, prepare the field. Like, what does that look like, Lord? When you say that, you know, prepare.
I think the biggest thing for me, Miss Linda, is not being discouraged and disappointed, because society says, there's nothing wrong with living together. There's nothing wrong with having sex before marriage. Like, there's a lot of things, even within the Christian community, that I have been convicted of and know I have to stand on in my truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really hard, because it's a very narrow road.
Mm-hmm.
So you meet this guy, you connect with him, and then you find out you're not going the same direction. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that? And then when you are going for someone and they don't like you in return, then you're dealing with rejection. And so then you're going back and thinking, you know, I go back and think, well, what did I do wrong and what could have been different?
Right, right.
So to me, that's one of the things too about dating, is as a single Christian woman, where I'm at in my life right now,
mm-hmm.
where I feel God has me, is being okay that I'm on a narrow road, and that those single people I talk to, and even some of them I mentor, it's okay if they're not walking the same road with me, because I have to stay on the road that he's called me to. And it's just not easy.
No, it's not.
If I'm just going to be honest, I'm just like, well, if I would have, you know, compromised in this area with this guy, maybe I wouldn't be alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those are just talks I have with myself.
Yeah, and maybe not. Maybe not. And I learned that, like, when I gave the presentation yesterday at church about the singles, you know, people that I have thought was the one for me,
mm-hmm.
and God would close doors and say no.
Yes.
So, you know, he has this way of saying no, and I'm like, Well, why? I mean, I thought we were getting along and this and that. And one day he told me, "Do you have a ring yet?" Yeah, don't ask me that. You know, nobody came with a ring. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you're so right.
Right.
You're so right.
Yep.
Oh, it could have been him. You know, but did he bring a ring? No.
That's what you heard God tell you?
Oh, yeah.
Did he bring a ring?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Absolutely. And the one who brought a ring, I didn't want. I think I shared that with you. I didn't like the way he gave it to me. Remember that? I think I shared that.
I've heard you say that, but yeah. You never shared the story. So right. I never knew quite what happened.
It was like, pick out the ring you want. Pick out the ring. Okay. Well, I wanted him to pick out the ring. I made a mistake with that with my husband before, and he didn't like the ring I picked out. So then he went and got me a ring later. So I told him, because I didn't want to go through that all over again, you pick the ring. Oh, no, he just going to insist I get the ring. I pick out what I want. Well, first of all, I need to know what's my limitation? how much money we got to spend? And I felt uncomfortable about asking that question, so I pick out a ring. So he buys a ring while we're there and told me to keep it in my purse until we got to his place. Mm-hmm. Well, when we got to his place, I gave it back to him. What am I supposed to do with it? I want him to present it to me.
Right.
You know. And he said, well, you just can't wait. You just can't wait. You know, I wanted to throw it at him. And just, I tell you what you can do with this ring. You know what I mean? Don't put me in that position, you know. So,
right.
I wouldn't wear it.
You wouldn't wear the ring?
I wouldn't even wear it. Because I thought that was rude.
Yeah.
I thought it was mean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't going to get any joy out of wearing that ring. You know? I just really wanted to put it in a meat grinder and just grind it up and say, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. You know? So, would I marry him? No. No.
So, did you see things before that incident that would have suggested he would react that way to you? Like,
no, because he acted like that was the best thing in the world that we get married.
Okay.
Oh, he just loved me. He just wanted to marry me. And I'm like, you don't even know me. Mm. How are you going to love me like that? You know, so it was just, you just run across every now and then people like that. They just think.
How long did you date him?
Too long. If it was 6 months, it was too long. It was just too long. It was.
So what determined that it was too long? Because you just knew you guys weren't on the same path?
Absolutely.
So what kept you in it?
What kept me in it? I do know, and then again, I don't know. You know. And it was more like he was trying to convince me. Mm. You know what I mean? Just trying to convince me that.
Yes, I do.
That this was the right thing.
Yeah.
And me and him being together, even though I'm like, nah, I don't think so. You know. But I thought, well, eventually he'll see that we're not.
So you were waiting for him to get to the point where you were and you guys could walk away from each other mutually. That's what you're waiting on.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Did that happen? Mm-mm.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, it didn't happen like it should have happened. You know, well, I see this is not working. I appreciate you. I respect you. But you go your way, I go my way. Mm-hmm. But eventually that did happen, but it had to happen for me. Mm-hmm. So.
And yeah. I think that's what, while I was talking to my mom about this, is another hard thing in dating.
Mm-hmm.
When one person decides this probably doesn't need to move further.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have that difficult conversation? Because there's going to be hurt involved in
that. Oh, yeah.
Even
oh,
though
yeah.
there's honesty. And it True. Is a loving thing to do. But who wants to have that conversation?
I was as nice
Nobody.
As I could be. Yeah.
So I told my mom, that's the other thing about dating that's challenging is somewhere, whether it's you or him, whether it's 2 months down the road or 6 months down the road or a year down the road, someone may make that choice. And
right.
That's just a hard thing to deal with.
And I think that's where I had already knew that before he came into my life. And that's why I was so hesitant. And even today, very hesitant about what I allow myself to get involved in.
You know, you knew that about him before he came in your life? That
just through conversation.
Oh, interesting.
Just through conversation. Okay. You know, I really wasn't serious about that, you know, getting with that person, and not like he wanted to get together, you know, because, like I said, he didn't really know me. He thought he knew me, or the old me. I put it like that.
Okay.
The old me.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not that woman anymore.
Right.
And whether I told him or not, he did not believe me, you know, so, because I'm not the same woman I was 30 years ago, or even 20 years ago. You know, we evolve. We get, you know, the Lord takes us to different levels, yes, higher levels, you know, and even in Him, you know. So that's why I'm hesitant about who I really even date, go out with, you know, because it's going to evolve into something. You know, am I going to be willing to carry this out or whatever, you know? Because if you're not really feeling it,
yep,
then don't do it.
Yep.
That's how I feel. Just don't even do it. And men get upset. Like she's stuck up or she thinks she's it. No, you think I am. I'm humble. I really am. I'm really humble, but I don't think I'm no better than anybody else. I don't think that I'm God's gift to men. I don't think that, you know, but... And I try to be honest. I try to stay my space, you know, and I try not to get into something that I'm not feeling it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of like, okay, Laura, where's it at?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where's it at? So...
So it's being cautious about where you spend your time and who you spend your time with.
And discerning.
Discerning, that's a good word when you're dating. Discerning dating.
Yeah.
We should find a book about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Discerning dating, yeah. That's good, Miss Linda.
Some things you can find out just through a conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you don't have to be mean-spirited about it, you know, but,
no.
Would you like to go out for coffee? I don't know. Maybe another day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know if I go out for coffee, then it's going to be something else and something else and something else. And I'm not sure. And some people say, well, why don't you just try it? It may be something that you didn't really expect out of that person. And I guess that could be true. And sometimes maybe I have missed a moment. I missed a guy, or you know what I'm saying, and
yeah.
Maybe I didn't.
I do. I have those conversations with my mom all the time.
Yeah. And I'll say, well, Laura, we did. And sometimes I say, Laura, I don't even want to ask you about this. I kind of feel like I know what you're going to say, right? So a couple of times I didn't even ask him. I just went on, you know. Well, was this the guy for me or what? Did I mess it up? You know, I will ask
but
him.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, I remember one of my aunts telling me, God is bigger than our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And His love is bigger than our mistakes. Because I was trying to decide about this guy. What should I do? And how should I walk? And I was like stressing myself out. She said, okay, what if you marry him and it doesn't turn out the way you want? You survived divorce.
Yes.
And God's not going to leave you. It's not going to make you any more lovable. It's not going to keep you from the kingdom.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay. So we're just back to waiting. Whether you feel the caution not to move, waiting till he tells you to move, or whether you are moving, stopping and say, let me back up and see if I need to go forward. So I feel like if this really was the person for you, you're not going to miss it because he loves us. And this is also what I think, Miss Linda, honestly, what I'm looking for is a man who knows that as well. There's no use of you getting upset or disappointed or whatever. I just listened to a message today. I didn't bring my notes with me. But he said to get a woman of God, you have to go to God because God has her heart.
Absolutely.
So your reaction to me lets me know how you're connected to the Father.
Right.
So whether I say no or what, you know, what? How is his reaction? Because right. He's the one that's going to be the spiritual leader. He's the one that's going to be the priest of the household. So to me, it's not all on you.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
So whether you're too cautious or you've missed something, then that man should go back to God and say, all right, show me how to approach your daughter.
There you go.
To help her feel comfortable.
Right. There you go.
Because to me, when they get the attitude, that's just telling me they're not connected to the Father.
Right. Right.
So I don't think that's something we have to fear as his daughters, that we're missing it or we're not doing something right. Because if you have a check in your spirit, it may be the Holy Spirit telling you, because you are at a time in your life where you're saying, this is a God thing, or I'm not entertaining. That's where
absolutely.
You're at. Absolutely. And that's okay.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is okay. And you know, what you said is my sentiments exactly. And I'm hoping that young women and even young men are listening, or old women and old men listening.
Yeah, like us.
Yeah, because you have to be discerning.
Yes.
You know, and I agree with you. And I had to come to the realization that what he has for me is mine. It is, and it's going to be there. You know, I'm like you said, I'm not going to miss it. You know, but sometimes that anxiety gets to rolling.
Absolutely.
I get to thinking different things, you know. But then he'll calm my spirit and like, oh, well. Hey, evidently that was not it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't have the success. I remember I had Tennille on. She said, I just prayed for my husband and asked God for him, and voila, there he was, and we're happily ever after and all that. Did it happen like that for me ever? No. She said, oh, I didn't worry about it or anything. I'm like, stop. Like they say, stop the music, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, ma'am.
But I know it happens, like, and that's how it's going to happen. I feel that. That's how it's going to happen for me. That's how it's going to happen for you.
Amen.
And all these other people who are waiting and hoping and, you know, getting
them
have the desire and getting themselves ready to
yes.
be what God has for them.
Absolutely.
You know, so like you said, we won't miss it. It'll be there.
Yeah.
It will be there.
And
wow.
I think it's important to define why you're dating. And that's what I tell my one girlfriend, because she's younger than me. I'm saying it's okay to date and have fun, but realize that's what you're doing.
Right.
You're probably not going to find your husband through all this dating that you're doing. I mean, you'll find him, but you're going to kiss a lot of frogs. And she gets really frustrated when I say that. I said, but it's true. You know, so when you're dating this person, ask God what the purpose of it is and be willing to let it go. You and I are just at the place where we don't really want to do that anymore. But it's okay if you do. It's okay if you want to go out on a date once or twice a week or whatever. I shouldn't say a week, but just be honest that's where you're at, and then be
right.
very clear about what the purpose is of you dating. And that, like you said, be very clear that it's going to evolve into something, that
mm-hmm.
you need to be prepared to have the conversation with, whether you're giving that conversation or on the other end of it. So that's my whole thing.
That's true. So true. Talk about the book.
Oh, okay. Running out of time here.
Mm-hmm.
So we are getting ready to, well, my feed went off and it came back on, so I don't know. Hopefully, I'll just have to post it later, but we are getting ready to start our book club at the Gathering Place. It's called Outdated, Finding Love That Lasts When Dating Has Changed, and our book club is going to start Monday, February 7th at the Gathering Place from 6 to 7:15. We are asking that you read the first chapter of the book. It's a pretty meaty book, so we can start discussing it right away, get our foot on the ground. So you can follow us. We have information on Facebook. So if you're trying to find us on Facebook, sorry, I got to use my cheat sheet. It's singles, choosing God's best on Facebook, and then it's choosing God's best on Instagram, and then on the web it's mytgp.org/singles where you can find out more information. We'll post updates. So we're getting excited for that. We had such a great book study last time, didn't we, Miss Lynn?
Oh yeah, I think that's gonna top the last one we had.
So I have time just to read. I think I'm gonna read what you read in announcements. So this is one of the things that is said about this book. Confusion and disappointment are the two main words I hear from young adults when chatting about dating and relationships in today's landscape. Yet there also isn't much wisdom or good voices out there. In this book, Outdated, the author uses powerful, tactical, wise, and inspiring, all the same quotes and books, and how we can use the Bible as a guide in dating. So that's why we picked this book, Outdated. So Monday, February 7th, 6 p.m. at the Gathering Place. Oh, there's my partner in crime. Hi, Tim. So, and we, you know, we really want an opportunity. I think the refreshing thing and the neat thing about the last book club, I don't want to use the word neat, but I can't think of another word, is our interaction and our dialogue, right? So we're all about impact and community.
Right.
So we want people to come out because we can learn from each other. We can encourage each other around this material.
Right.
So that was what's so rich about our previous book club, is because we had the dialogue between, you know,
right,
the four or five of us, and the male input, and that was really cool. So
yes.
Yeah, we're really excited about the upcoming book club. We want all the singles here in Marion community to join us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can be church affiliated or not.
Correct. It's for the community.
You want a friend or looking for marriage or hoping for marriage or waiting for marriage, you know. And like I was saying yesterday, you might just want somebody to go out, you know, to have coffee with, mm-hmm. or go out to dinner with, just to have a friend. But it's titled Outdated.
Outdated. Finding love that lasts when dating has changed. You can find it on Amazon. And we are trying to, you know, Tim always talks about when you do the same thing over and over again, you ended up with the same crazy. So we want to learn how to do things differently, how to interact differently, how to respect and love each other,
right?
You know, as men and women, differently, and do things God's way.
So absolutely.
That's our goal.
Absolutely. Yep. Outdated, I tell you, because things have changed so much. It's almost like rated R dating anymore, and I don't want that type of dating, you know. When I didn't know any better, that was different, but I know better now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that I'm older, I know better, and I don't want that, because that's not lasting.
Correct.
It's not lasting.
Correct.
And it doesn't turn into what you wanted to turn into.
Right, Miss Linda.
You know.
Right.
So it's just a waste of time, waste of energy, and you could have just kept that to yourself. For the right one that's right. going to come along,
right.
you know.
We're looking for results, right? And what Tim and I talk about is we build solid relationships mm-hmm. that lead to marriage, that lead to building our community.
Right.
Right? Right. So we're back to impacting community.
Yes, we are.
And so it's not about blaming. It's not about shaming in our group. It's about how can we look at where we're at and where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have these relationships that really can last back to like they did in the day, in
yeah.
a healthy way. I'm not just sticking around for the kids, or, you know, sticking around because I can't afford to be by myself. No, you're building something, and your fruitfulness from your marriage through your children and your relationships on how you're impacting the community.
Right,
that's
right.
really our heart's desire with
right.
our ministry
and, you
and
can't,
our book club.
Right, and you can't build anything if no one is helping you pick up the bricks and lay them in a row. That was on Facebook. I stole that from somebody.
It sounds good. We'll take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes two to
it
build.
Does.
You just can't do it on your own. And when you find yourself struggling on your own, that's not the relationship you want. You just don't. You just can't have a relationship by yourself.
Right.
And that was something else I had to learn. You
well,
know?
You can, but there's a different type of fruitfulness, I believe, and a fulfilling of purpose when it's with someone else. You know, and he talks about this, how singleness isn't. What was he saying?
But I'm talking about you can be with a person.
Oh.
And you're doing everything.
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am. That. Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying? And they're just sitting back, looking, watching you. Mm-hmm. You can't have a relationship by yourself in a relationship.
Yes, ma'am. It takes two. Absolutely.
It takes two. Yeah, it takes two. Absolutely. So, hey, like you said, I've had a lot of experience. Been through some things, y'all, here. And hopefully, you know, some of y'all can pick up some things from me and not
we
make them same mistakes, you know.
You pick up a lot from me.
Yeah, and
you
just
challenge
move
us
on.
A lot. We appreciate it. And we'll be back on the show with Tim on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
We have a Valentine's Day show. So that'll be fun. And I'll be back with Tim and it'll be better.
It'll be good. It's really going to be good. So Valentine's Day. Stay tuned to WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And don't forget, we do stream live on the web. And it will be at 4:15 until 5
on Valentine's Day. Yes,
okay.
Please check us out.
Yes. Thank you, Kimba, for coming. I enjoyed
Thank
our time together.
Me.
Yes, absolutely. This is Linda Sims on A Voice of a People on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you all so much.
WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place.